This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good evening. You are listening to the Evening Edition with Lee Chui Lin, Kelvin Yee and Ayman Rashad. Coming up, we're going to be talking about recent plans to increase the entrance fee to Taman Negara.
And you can always join the conversation. Call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. All this coming up on the Evening Edition.
BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
6:05 in the evening with Lynn, Kelvin and Ayman. And first things first, I'd like to know if you've been to Taman Negara. What were your experiences like? Tell us. You can call 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. And the reason why I'm asking is because we are going to be focused on pretty much exactly that, right? More specifically, the value of ticketing, because it has been announced that the entrance fee into the national park is going to be raised for the first time in 70 years.
Yeah, so right now the entrance fee is one ringgit per person, but the Pahang State Government wants to implement a new pricing system beginning January next year. The new entrance fee will be 10 ringgit for children below 12, 30 ringgit for those between 13 to 60 years old, and 15 ringgit for those above 61. And based on comments by the Pahang Menteri Besar, there are pragmatic reasons behind this.
Yep, so according to Chief Minister Dato Sri Wan Rosdi Wan Ismail, the move is part of the state government's initiative to improve efficiency, reduce revenue leakage and increase income, which can help Pahang become more independent. He explains that greater revenue will benefit the rakyat through aid and development projects. So it seems that this added revenue will be used not just for Taman Negara, but for broader social and economic purposes, in the state.
So I was interested in this partly because I wonder how many of us actually think about the value of our green lungs mm-hmm. and are interested in paying ticket prices and raised ticket prices at that in order to access these places. I have no issue with it. I've always wanted to go to Taman Negara, and with this entrance fee, still, you know, my desire to do so remains absolutely the same. I don't think there's an issue. But I do think that if you have a larger family, then those prices can certainly add up. Because 30 ringgit per person once you're above 13 to 60. Mm-hmm,
yeah.
So if you have a family of, say, four or five, and we're talking about just the entrance price. We haven't started talking yet about how much your accommodation is going to cost, because obviously you're not going to Taman Negara necessarily for a day trip, how much food will cost within that space. You know, just all these things. I do think it can start to add up, and that's going to be to contrast against how much people actually want to visit Taman Negara.
Yeah, I think right now it's still unclear whether there will be some kind of family package for it to attract you know, families to come during school holidays and whatnot. But I think if you do go with some kind of private tour group, there will be some kind of family package. I mean, I think it's fair that they raise the price after 70 years,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
They've been charging people 1 ringgit for 70 years. I find that quite amazing, really. But I do expect that if, because like, I imagine, like, if I go all the way there and pay 30 ringgit to come in, I expect the money to be used for Taman Negara. Maybe that's an idealistic view of it, that they use the money for Taman Negara for maintenance, rehabilitation, conservation efforts and stuff like that. I'm not so sure about them using it for purposes other than into the national park, using it for broader development purposes. I mean, because I pay that money to enjoy these services and
sure.
the facilities there, but to know that they're actually using it for, you know, not just for Taman Negara, but for external things as well, I'm not so sure what I feel about that.
Yeah, you know, and I get that, right? Because if you pay for the park, you assume that it's always because of, well, that money will definitely be channeled back into the park's maintenance, and you want it to help also further develop the ecotourism that they're mm-hmm. really trying to push for. But, you know, I don't know. I think so long as it seems to serve the state well and it does help improve the well-being of the people living there, I think it should be okay.
Because it's a huge place, right? It's like many thousand kilometers in area, and I would imagine that it would cost quite a bit of money to you know, to service the place. So, I mean, the ticketing for it, I don't know how much will actually be ended up using for like development purposes. Probably just a minuscule amount, I would think.
I would also hope that some of that money would go to benefiting the communities that actually call Taman Negara home. Mm-hmm. Because, of course, there are people living within the forest. And I think that if you're going to talk about developing the state, then lest we forget, if you are collecting because it's within Taman Negara, then people within Taman Negara should also benefit from said developments, you know. So that's just another thing. But all of it is still dependent on the ticket prices actually changing, I think. Until then, we're not really going to know. And that's going to happen in January 2020. But in the meantime, we'd like to know, A, have you been to Taman Negara? What were your experiences like there? And also, how do you feel about this ticket increase from 1 ringgit to 30 ringgit if you are older than 13 and younger than 60? Call us at 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We're going to be speaking after this with Surin Suksuan, who is a member of the IUCN World Commission on Protected Areas. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bole for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 6:11 in the evening. You're with Lynn, Kelvin and Ayman, and we're talking about ticketing prices for Taman Negara. Basically, the national park is going to be raising its entrance fee for the first time in 70 years. For this entire time, it's been 1 ringgit, or right now, at least it's a ringgit. However, starting January 2020, it's going to look like 10 ringgit for children below 12, 30 ringgit for those between 13 to 60, and then 15 ringgit for those above 61. So we've been talking about, I guess, the value of having, of raising that ticket price, where it's going to go, also whether or not it's going to impact people visiting the park. So let us know what your thoughts are on that. I mean, is it going to prevent you from visiting Taman Negara, or do you welcome it? And what have your experiences been like there? Call us at 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Joining us on the line is Surin Suksuan, member of the IUCN World Commission on Protected Areas. Surin, thank you so much for being with us today.
Hi, thanks for inviting me to the show.
So what is the value of ticketing people to come into the forest?
Well, I think people need to have a better appreciation of the value of forests. And as you know, resources become more scarce and pressure on land becomes higher, I think we have more and more pressure on converting existing forests into other land uses. So having parks like Taman Negara still existing and, you know, maintaining all the biodiversity and ecosystem services that they provide, I think it's really important. And I think, you know, people need to put more value to those kind of services that we get from forests.
And how much do you think it would cost to maintain the facilities at Taman Negara?
Well, I don't actually have access to those kind of figures. But, you know, just imagine it's a huge area. It's 4,300 plus square kilometers. I mean, if you want to use Singapore as a kind of a size comparison, you know, that's something like, you know, what, six, seven times the size of Singapore. Hmm. So, you know, it takes a lot of resources to monitor an area like that. And because it also receives a lot of visitors, you need also to allocate resources for visitor services. So when you add it all up, it does count to quite a lot. I think last I checked, there was something like 100 plus members of staff in their payroll. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the salaries and all that as well, it does come up quite a bit. I don't know what the exact figure, but it's not cheap to run a park like that, yeah.
And before we continue talking about money, actually, I realize, Surin, we should have just asked you, when was the last time you were in Taman Negara and what was that experience like for you?
Okay, good question. I mean, I first went to Taman Negara as a student, and I you know, was purely for hiking and enjoying the park. The last time I went to Taman Negara was to attend a workshop on protected areas, so it wasn't that enjoyable. I don't think I had much time to actually look around. It's a different kind of experience. But, you know, for those who have never been to Taman Negara, it's a fantastic place. It's the forest there is relatively untouched. It's a huge area. I don't think you can explore the whole of it in your entire lifetime. I think that it's really a special place.
You know, just talking about that initial and the current one ringgit entrance fee, how has that affected the state government's ability to maintain Taman Negara, you know, considering that they also need to spend in other areas around the state?
Yeah, so Taman Negara, that's the way that it's been set up is that although the land belongs to the state government, the running of the park is mainly financed by the federal government, because the agency that has been appointed to run the park is the Department of Wildlife and National Park, or Pehilitan. Mm-hmm. So the salaries for the Pehilitan staff comes from the federal government. The federal government also pumps in funds for developmental expenditure and so on. And the state government actually doesn't get much revenue from it, right? So because of the way that it's been set up, the entry fee goes to the state government, but the fee for other things, for example, you go on the canopy walkway, because that was set up, that was developed by the federal government, then those fees goes back to the federal government. Yeah.
And what would you like to see revenue from ticket sales be used for?
Ideally the collections, whatever that's generated by Taman Negara itself should go back to Taman Negara. What is happening now is that the fees collected by the state government goes into the state consolidated fund. So the entry fees, because we are talking about entry fees here in particular, right? Mm-hmm. So that will go to the state consolidated fund. So they will use that fund, you know, it's pooled with other revenue sources, and then they will come up with a state budget. So it's not. There's no guarantee that the money actually is going to be channeled back to Taman Negara. So I can see why some people are insisting that really whatever that you collect at Taman Negara should remain for Taman Negara's use only. And in order to do that, you'll need to set up a trust fund whereby that money stays, you know, for the purpose of maintaining Taman Negara. But seen from another point of view, some people might say, well, there's an opportunity cost here, because by keeping Taman Negara as it is, as a pristine forest, the state government is actually losing revenue from other potential users of the area. You know, there's an opportunity cost there. So why shouldn't that money be put into their consolidated fund for development of the entire state? So you can argue it both ways. But most conservationists, most environmentalists would want to see the bulk of the money, if not all, actually being used for Taman Negara.
So we spoke earlier about this, the increase in prices and how it might affect whether people want to go or not. And I'm thinking about it particularly from the point of view of local tourism, not so much international tourists, for whom that amount, I think, would probably seem like less. So do you think that it might affect the flow of tourists to Taman Negara, this 30 ringgit maximum entrance fee?
I don't think so. I think that some people might complain at first, but the trend is upwards, really. If anything, I think it might be actually good to reduce the number of people going into Taman Negara somewhat. So if you think about it, now at 1 ringgit, if you have, say, 30,000 people going to the park every year, you get 30,000 ringgit. But if you're charging 30 ringgit per person, then even with fewer number of visitors, you can get an equivalent sum or more.
Yeah.
So I think there's some added benefits here in terms of actually reducing the number. So you're actually increasing the revenue per person in the park rather than going for numbers. Because otherwise, if you can maintain it at 1 ringgit, you need to have a ridiculously huge number of visitors in order to break even.
And on that note, right, what would you say to those who perhaps see the forest as a shared space that is to be enjoyed and appreciated free of charge?
Yeah, I mean, nothing really is free these days. And the cost has to come from somewhere, right? So there are already staff running the park. And then their salaries need to be paid, and, you know, cost of repairing trails and all kinds of amenities there. Right? So if the park fees are low, what it means actually is that you have to dig into either the federal or state government's coffers to pay for the park. So actually it's taxpayers' money, right? Mm. So when you say you're taking the taxpayers' money to pay for the park, it means that even people who don't visit the park end up paying for the park. Mm-hmm. Whereas when you have park fees increase, it means that the bulk of the funding may come from people who actually visit the park. So it's a user pay kind of model. And I think that makes sense. That makes better sense to me because it's fair. Like, you go there, you pay for it. Those people who don't go there, why should they pay for it?
Sirin, thank you so much for weighing in today.
Yes, thanks. I hope people will visit Taman Negara more after this, actually.
Yeah, I hope so too. We've been speaking today to Sirin Suksuan, a member of the IUCN World Commission on Protected Areas, talking to us about the increase in entrance fees to Taman Negara. As mentioned, it has been just ₱1 per person, and it's finally being raised for the first time in 70 years. That price list is going to look like ₱10 for children below 12, ₱30 for those between 13 to 60, and then ₱15 for those above 61. So we've been asking you guys, have you been to Taman Negara? What was that experience like? And also, what are your thoughts on this increase in entrance fees? You can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio, of course. First of all, we have this message here from Cheryl Akma, who says, it's considered a luxury item. If you can't afford the new fee, then find other alternatives.
Well, I think there is like one way to look at it, but the other way is, it is a national park. Perhaps it shouldn't be a luxury item that anyone within an afford, anyone can sort of go to it as long as the price is affordable. That should be the standard. And I think Sirin made a point earlier that this might not actually discourage people from going, but it could
But he kind of hopes it will.
But he kind of hopes that it will, yeah, because it is better for the park. If less people visit it, that means there is considerably slightly less damage to the natural environment there.
And I don't think there are alternatives that can match the kind of things that you can find in Taman Negara, the kind of wildlife you can see there, the rolling hills and the flora and fauna and the experience with the Orang Asli tribes there. It's difficult to find an alternative that can, match your experience in Taman Negara. So, to just simply look for somewhere else, it wouldn't be the same kind of experience.
I think that's the reason it's special, and it's part of what makes Malaysia special. So, having listened to Sirin, and I think kind of marinating in my own thoughts a bit, it's hard to kind of justify any other way, I feel. It's part of what makes Malaysia, Malaysia. Mm. And then Maggie says, never been to Taman Negara because I'm not the outdoor type. Nightmare about leeches. But, guys, do we quibble so much when the likes of trendy things like Starbucks increase their prices little by little? And 70 years is too long, even with inflation being taken into consideration. Whether it's a single person or a family entrance, I think once it's been decided to do the trip, we should adjust our budget. Maybe not now, but reschedule for 3 or 4 months later. FYI, after paying entrance to Universal Studio Singapore, there were people who were willing to pay an extra $50 per ride to jump queue. So it's a matter of whether the desire is strong enough.
Well, yeah, that's such a good point, right? Because when it comes to increases in other more purportedly luxury items, like that Starbucks drink, perhaps there isn't as much complaints because, it's really about the value we place on these things, right? Do we then appreciate nature? Surian said, this ₱30 might just help us appreciate nature a bit more. When we go in, we might not feel like tossing a certain piece of rubbish that we have in our hands.
I think we should pass out the complaints a little bit, though. So, yeah. I mean, earlier on, we said that, maybe it's going to put people off. But, patently, that doesn't appear to be true. So that's fine. And we can move on from that. But I think the other part of it is this idea of whether or not ₱30... I have a point and I'll return to it in a second.
I think it's not justified, ₱30. Is it not enough or is it too much?
No, it's neither of those things. Okay. I think the point will return. But in the meantime, we have this from Juan Wei.
Been to Taman Negara Pahang once a long time ago. Would like to go back. They should raise the fee and hopefully use the fee only for conservation and maintenance. Our rainforest is unique to us and should be our tourism USP, not always promoting shopping, which we cannot compare to all our neighbours. Sad to see our jungles constantly being cut down, especially the ones in Pahang.
Thank you very much for helping me understand that and also helping me through my brain fart, because that is what I wanted to say, which is that I think we're not necessarily quibbling over the cost of 30 ringgit now. Instead, I think what we've moved on to is trying to understand whether or not that 30 ringgit, where it's going to go and mm-hmm. whether that matters, right? Do we want it to exclusively be something that goes back to Taman Negara? So you know for a fact that I'm paying to enjoy the park and this money is also going to go into maintaining, yeah. paying, you know, just making the park what it is, or is it going to go to a car park in the middle of Kuantan? I think that is worth considering, like yeah. whether or not you want to kind of make that argument. I don't think we can change necessarily what the state government's planning to do, but it's something that I think about.
I mean, my expectation is that they should spend it on the park. I think it's rather unfair, I guess, in a way, that if someone goes there and pays 30 ringgit to enter the park, then the state government uses it into their consolidated funds for other development purposes, except for the park. I think that's unfair. That's not a good way of spending the money that people spend to enjoy the place. So, yeah, my hope is that they will use it for the park.
We have this message here that says that I'm just amazed, from Kevin, that says that I'm just amazed that the national park survived on a measly 1 ringgit entry fee. I hope any increase in fees goes back into Taman Negara. Similarly, this other message says that I am all for the 30 ringgit for Taman Negara, but I hope it will be used only for Taman Negara conservation and elevate the ecotourism experience there, like eco-friendly clean toilets, walkways, education, and so on. And that came through from Irene.
Meanwhile, Chin says, I don't know why there is a debate about this. A 2.5 hour movie plus drinks will cost more than the entry costs for a whole day at the park. Come on. And look, I take the point, but I also don't think that we should assume that everybody is going for that 2.5 hour movie plus drinks. I think that we are speaking as if everybody drinks Starbucks, as if it is a common thing. And it isn't always, right? Yeah. Like, not everybody spends frivolously. For some people, 30 ringgit per person is going to be a lot. And yeah. So that's where I'm coming from. I'm not saying, I'm not actually speaking about us sort of, you know, middle-class urbanites for whom 30 ringgit really is not that much.
Yeah.
But I think for people who are trying to plan something and who very badly want to go but now have to weigh things out, it's just worth considering. That is my only point. I'm not speaking about KL. I'm not speaking about privileged KLites and how much a ticket costs for us.
I'm really hoping that if, you know, I think there are some cards available specifically for the B40 community, that perhaps with that card they can get into that park at a much cheaper rate. Because if anything, I want this experience to be available for more people rather than less. But of course, keeping nature conservation in mind, there is a sort of conflict there.
I think there is a balance. Up and until we have, you know, up and until everybody knows how to walk with a light footstep in the forest, I think it's always going to be a little bit difficult. You know,
and don't take anything from the forest.
Don't take anything and don't leave anything, for goodness sake. So, up and until we get to that point where we're all kind of on the same level in terms of behavior, it's a bit difficult to manage. But yeah, we're talking today about Taman Negara and the fact that after 70 long years, the entrance fee is going from 1 ringgit to 30 ringgit max if you fall within the 13-year-old to 60-year-old age bracket. Call us with your thoughts, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018 789 8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.